First Thessalonians, chapter 5. You are citizens of the light. You do not need anyone to write to you about the delay and the appointed time for these events. You know that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When people feel secure and at peace, the disaster will suddenly come upon them as the birth pangs of a woman in labor, and they will not escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness, so that day will not surprise you like a thief. All of you are citizens of the light and the day. We do not belong to night and darkness. Let us not therefore sleep as others do, but remain alert and sober. Those who sleep go to sleep at night, and those who drink get drunk at night. Since we belong to the day, let us be sober, let us put on the breastplate of faith and love, and let the hope of salvation be our helmet. For God has not willed us to be condemned, but to win salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord. He died for us, so that we might enter into life with him, whether we are still awake or already asleep. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, as you are doing now. Brothers and sisters, I want you to be thankful to those who labor among you, who lead you in the way of the Lord, and also reprimand you. Esteem them highly, and love them for what they are doing. Live at peace among yourselves. We urge you to warn the idle, encourage those who feel discouraged, sustain the weak, have patience with everyone. See that no one repays evil for evil, but try to do good, whether among yourselves or towards others. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks to God at every moment. This is the will of God, your vocation as Christians. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise the prophet's warnings. Put everything to the test and hold fast to what is good. Avoid evil wherever it may be. May the God of peace make you holy and bring you to perfection. May you be completely blameless in spirit, soul, and body till the coming of Christ Jesus our Lord. He who called you is faithful and will do it. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all the brothers and sisters with a holy kiss. I order you in the name of the Lord that this letter be read to all of them. May the grace of Christ Jesus our Lord be with you.